Rapid fire rant. This is your mind ranting. Name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Degenerate asshole, maybe? Today's the 22nd of December 2022. 3 days until Christmas time. Let's get into it. So I want to keep this one relatively short. I want to go on record to say I really, really hate the metaverse. I really hate what Meta has turned into. I hate everything that Mark Zuckerberg now represents. But I can't sit here, record this, and say that the metaverse is going to fail as I would like to hope. I would consider this me taking an L. The fact that $177 billion has been spent to invest towards this crazy project. And I remember when the first images had popped up of Mark Zuckerberg standing, or his meta character, or his avatar, when he was standing in front of the Eiffel Tower and he was taking a selfie. And good God, that scared the living shit out of me. It looked worse than anything that had come out in like early 2004. Mind you, we are coming towards the end of 2022. And mind you, $177 billion went to making this monstrosity. Well, now that it's here, I can't believe that in about a few years, it's going to become the hangout spot of the future. All of our celebrities, all of the influencers, the niche celebrities on Twitter or LinkedIn, trust me, there's a lot, are probably going to end up hanging out in the metaverse. For all I know, my dog is probably going to end up hanging out in the metaverse. Like I said, I can only remain a hater. Nothing else. I mean, as much as, you know, Zuckerberg has been in the limelight of things, especially looking a little scared in a suit while in front of the House committees or Congress. And then, you know, just the shithole that Meta or Facebook has turned into. I can't help but to notice this guy is building the metaverse in public. He spoke of it highly. And it might just end up getting better as the years come by. I mean, this is very, very public risk. Right? This is a technological utopia that many of us are going to end up fucking dancing around and, you know, buying digital sweaters and Air Jordans. I'm sure Coach is going to be involved in it. Tiffany & Co. All of our favorite brands out there are going to end up hanging out in the metaverse. NFTs are definitely going to make a huge comeback. I know there's the detractors of cryptocurrency, especially with that whole FTX collapse. I think it's going to end up rebounding. To say that it will completely collapse, I think we're just this far into the game. And the small majority of people that are invested in the blockchain and the decentralization, a lot of them are even more pumped, especially now that many people have sold a large majority of their holdings after the FTX explosion or implosion, to say the least. So, I mean, the metaverse ties all of this together. And I had actually written an article today, or not today, I'm actually going to share it in the show, in the episode notes. I use a little bit of technology to kind of poke fun of, but then kind of praise the metaverse. Not because I myself might end up going towards it. I might. I mean, I won't knock it unless I try it. I mean, I didn't think about ever getting a Meta Quest. It looked ridiculous. The headset looks is uncomfortable. Yet you'll catch my ass playing Beat Saber or VR poker. And that's been quite useful because I don't feel like driving 2 hours to go to a casino to play slots. And I don't consider myself a very poker player to a very good poker player to end up in any of these casinos out here in LA. So yeah, I'm going to introduce that, that essay, or I guess this little rant that I have for the metaverse. But there's one thing. Like I mentioned earlier, a bunch of these companies are developing and they are investing in the metaverse. And a lot of these companies have a pretty large following. I mean, there's an article on a watch list idea from Microsoft Start that was released a day ago, listing a couple of companies that have been developing or investing in the metaverse. And one of the major companies would be Apple. I mean, they make just about everything, about a large majority of the technology that we use, talking iPhones, Macs, AirPods, Air TV, Apple Watches. They have that HomePod that I saw at Best Buy just a couple of days ago. That looks pretty cool. I know that's probably to compete with the Google Nest and also with Alexa or the Echo, Amazon Echo. So it looks like a bunch of people who are fanatics of Apple. And Apple, I think they sell a brand. Well, you know, most companies sell a brand, right? But it's like when you think of Apple, I mean, you think of a great quality product, or, you know, you look cool. And the reason I make that point was because I'll tell you how much, what little asshole kids are sometimes. My niece and nephew had Androids, and most of their friends had iPhones, and they've been made fun of and ridiculed for having Android phones as opposed to having iPhones. Keep in mind, these kids are 9 and 10, okay? What does that show you? What kind of fucking vile parents there are in this world for kids to be basically bullying other kids for the lack of technology that they have? I mean, we didn't have this shit maybe like honestly 10 to 15 years ago. Well, at least not as much of it, right? But now I'm hearing fucking little kids shitting on others for what they have. NVIDIA, it is a personal computer gaming market. I don't know too much about the computer gaming. I know that they make a lot of GPUs and a lot of powerful processors. I'm sure streamers definitely are going to get into the metaverse. If there hasn't been any streamers that haven't got into the metaverse, they definitely will follow. Google will also be bringing in a lot of people use Google. I mean, it's still, I think, the number one searched thing, if TikTok isn't still reigning supreme. The Walt Disney Company, I mean, it's scary because there's always that running joke that Walt Disney and then Elon Musk / Tesla are going to end up duking it out for full control of the country. So yeah, those are just some of the more high prolific companies that will be tagging along or building / investing in the metaverse if they haven't invested already. I think that list is just going to get bigger. I fear for what's going to end up happening in the next 5 or 10 years. And maybe my fears are unwarranted or they're irrational. But trust me when I tell you, I think we might end up seeing a lot more heads and screens, a lot more headaches, a lot more migraines building up, a lot more FOMO, meaning there's going to be a lot more depression. I mean, there was a startling statistic that I had read about people who were committing suicide, and it was like a ridiculous number of people who were contemplating suicide. I think it was like 12 million from the CDC just in 2019. I think they've updated it. But, you know, not that screens have any correlation with that. It's just, you know, technology has its place. Technology has done really good things for the world. It's just, I think the FOMO and the missing out, it just might get accelerated, or it might not. These are questions and concerns that we definitely will touch on as the metaverse only progresses. I'm coming at this with an open mind, and as a hater as well, because a part of me wants it to fail for the betterment of humankind. But you know, even if we were never to have the metaverse, we would be consistently bullying each other and making fun of each other and being absolutely atrocious and rude. It's just, you know, social media platforms have made it, you know, really easy to shit on people. But that's neither here or there. Like I said, who knows what's going to end up happening with the metaverse. I kind of want it to fail, but then a part of me kind of wants it to win, just to see where we advance in technology in the next 5 or 10 years. And something interesting I found about the graphics for the metaverse is that the more open world, I guess, build up for the metaverse is a lot harder to program and to have real world graphics on the spot than as opposed to something that's already fixated in an open world, like maybe like a Destiny or any of these online games that are being played now, that basically speak and tout about being open world or openly expansive. So, I mean, got to give it up to Mark for trying to make that work. So, that's all I really have to say. I will be linking the Metaverse Will Win. Is what I called it. Was what I titled the article. It's on Medium. Do give it a read. It's nothing spectacular, but I did use OpenAI to make a poem about the inevitable takeover of the metaverse, and a part of me actually wants to turn it into a song. So we'll see what happens. So that concludes today's episode. Hope you guys do well. Hope you guys stay safe out there. This cold influenza COVID thing is starting to spike like crazy. You know, COVID is still a thing, guys. So just be sure to stay safe. And then I will catch you guys on the next one. Might be after Christmas, might be before. But if it's after Christmas, hope you guys get all the presents that you could ever want and that you guys stay safe. Take care now.